So how can this attitude of service play out in our lives more readily? You know, there are many answers to that question, as many as there are people to answer it. However, greatness in Jesus' view is found in our willingness to accept, to welcome, and to serve with love those who are considered unacceptable and undeserving for any reason. We must welcome people the loving way a child welcomes them before he is taught discrimination. If we are to be truly great, we must be ready to accept 4 challenges. Are you ready? Number 1, put ourselves last. Number 2, be the servant of all. Number 3, receive the most insignificant human beings with love. Number 4, expect nothing in return. Put ourselves last, be the servant of all, receive the most insignificant human beings with love, and expect nothing in return. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to become truly great through loving, humble, and selfless service. Start with something as simple as to be an expression of God's kindness and humble service in your appearance. So what do I mean by that? Well, when you see people throughout your day, does your face show kindness so as to welcome a person? Or does it say, I want to avoid you? Do your eyes show kindness so as to light up when you see this person? Or do they look away as if to say, I don't want to get involved with you? Does your mouth show kindness with a smile that shows joy at the sight of a person? Or is your stone face enough to turn a buffalo away? Does your greeting show kindness in its warm, friendly attitude? Or does it say, I can't be bothered with you? You know, an attitude of service can begin in very simple, heartfelt ways if we are willing to accept the challenge to put forth just a little bit of effort. Albert Schweitzer said, I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I know, the only ones among you who will really be happy are those who sought and found how to serve. May all of us be the ones who sought and found how to serve.